No Bolton Council staff members have been dismissed or suspended amid an ongoing investigation into 10 years of unlawful failure to refund public money. Last November, the authority admitted that since October 2013, it had been keeping a sum of money believed to run into hundreds of thousands of pounds in planning fees that should have been refunded. Now, 2 months on, council officials say that their investigation is still underway and that no dismissals have been made. A Bolton Council statement said, "No member of staff has been dismissed or suspended. Our investigation into this matter is ongoing and the results will be shared in due course." The relevant law came into effect in October 2013 under an amendment to the Town and Country Planning Act 1990. It states that when people pay a fee to apply for planning permission, it should be refunded to them after 26 weeks unless a decision is made or other agreements or exemptions are in place. These fees can range from just over £200 for an application to a house extension to more than £20,000, depending on the size of the application. In November last year, council leader, councillor Nick Peel, and chief executive Sue Johnson admitted that Bolton Council had been breaching this ever since October 2013. Though they had not been refusing to pay refunds, the council had been failing to make people aware that they were entitled to apply for them to begin with. A council report in November said, "Council's advice is that it is not tenable that this obligation only extends to situations where the planning authority is asked to make a repayment." It added, "The obligation arises whenever the conditions for the repayment are met." Councillor Peel and Mrs. Johnson said that they did not know how much money was owed to the members of the public, but that the total was believed to run into a six-figure sum. Councillor Peel said that he had first become aware of the issue after becoming leader of the council in May 2023, after it was raised by a member of the public.